This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul. At least 63 people were killed and nearly 200 wounded. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi confirmed the casualty toll in a statement earlier Sunday, saying women and children were among the victims. The groom spoke to local TV station Tolo News. He recalled greeting smiling guests in the afternoon before seeing their bodies being carried out hours later. He said, "My legs are trembling. I want to go to them and say, 'Hey, mother, father, uncle, or aunt, I want to be your son to make up for your loss.'" It's been a rare, calm weekend in Hong Kong, even as massive democracy demonstrations saw perhaps the largest crowd since June. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There were chants again, but this time the pop of tear gas canisters was replaced by the patter of rain, as thousands of demonstrators turned Hong Kong's streets into a river of umbrellas. While police put the estimated turnout considerably lower, organizer Bonnie Long says more than 1.7 million people took part.
These people, the people of Hong Kong, had revitalized and also reauthorized in the campaign.
Demonstrators heeded calls from organizers to remain peaceful after the violent clashes of recent weeks. Activist Joshua Wong told Sky News they were looking to send Chinese leaders a message.
"We hope President Xi could realize that sending troops to Hong Kong is not the way out."
But pro-democracy activists say they have no plans to end the demonstrations. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. A Spanish humanitarian group on Sunday rejected Spain's offer to take in more than 100 mostly African migrants aboard a charity rescue ship that Italy had refused to let dock, saying it's too far. Anti-immigrant Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has refused to let the migrants disembark on the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. Iran said its seized oil tanker was expected to leave Gibraltar on Sunday after authorities there rejected a U.S. bid to detain it. But it was unclear where the ship might be headed next. Tehran said it was ready to dispatch its naval fleet to escort the ship, which is loaded with 2.1 million barrels of light crude oil worth $130 million. More protests in Indian-administered Kashmir Srinagar on Sunday. Demonstrators took to the street demanding freedom after Indian authorities reimposed restrictions on movement in major parts of the city. The restrictions followed violent overnight clashes between residents and police. In the past 24 hours, there has been a series of protests against New Delhi's August 5th revocation of Jammu and Kashmir state's autonomy. In an AP interview Saturday, Kashmir resident Nazir Ahmad says India and Pakistan need to solve the problem of Kashmir.
"The solution is within the country. So best is for the both country, India and Pakistan, come to the table and solve it so that we Kashmiri may not suffer more in future."
The state government has said it has not imposed a curfew over the past 2 weeks, but on Sunday, people were being turned back at multiple roadblocks set up in the city where security forces said there is a curfew. The World Food Program warns that millions of people in Burkina Faso are facing what it calls unprecedented humanitarian emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Fighting in Burkina Faso has intensified over the past 6 months, raising intercommunal tensions. Attacks, killings, and targeted kidnappings by different armed groups have increased. The United Nations reports escalating fighting, some fueled by ethnic and religious beliefs, has forced more than 237,000 people to flee their homes. The insecurity and large-scale displacement, it says, has led to the closure of dozens of health centers and thousands of schools, depriving nearly 330,000 children of an education.
And that was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. More for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America.